Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
World leaders are in Germany for the G7 summit. The president saying the G7 countries are going to refrain from importing gold from Russia. Biden saying the decision will put a dent
Joe
in
Biden,
Russia's exports.
Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, all the usual suspects are telling us that a new pandemic and lockdowns are imminent.
Prepare for the next one. That, you know, I'd say is... We'll get attention this time.
Let's look at lockdowns. Cost us trillions of dollars. And, you know, we're paying for that now with super high inflation. And I think I'm interested in when Johns Hopkins comes out with a study that said basically that didn't have any impact on mortality. And I don't know that that study addressed what mortality might have been impacted in terms of deferring other health care. Can we take lockdowns off the table in terms of what we do in the future?
I can't say because I don't know what that future holds for us.
What about the study that Johns Hopkins did? Because we're always saying pay attention to the science.
I'm not familiar with that study, sir.
The most recent data demonstrates that you are more likely to become infected or have disease or even death if you've been vaccinated compared to the unvaccinated people. This is shocking to hear, but it is what the data are showing us. The data now show that these experimental gene therapy treatments can damage your children as well as yourself. They can damage your heart, your brain, your reproductive tissue, and your lungs. This can include permanent damage and disablement of your immune system.
As the world plunges into financial crisis via hyperinflation.
All of what we are seeing play out in Europe right now is an upsetting of the balance of the world order as they want it. As people like Dr. Harari, as people like Klaus Schwab and others. Bill Gates is another one. So we have to understand that these are people that are very smart. They're very well resourced.
Yep.
And they have a very sort of strategic idea of how they want to see the world develop. And God and a soul are not part of that strategy.
Well, there's all the symptoms of the disease that is the New World Order and globalism. And so the big question is, how do we tackle globalism? How do we expose globalism? How do we dismantle and prosecute globalism? And then separately, how do we recognize the fruits of globalism to wake up our friends, family, neighbors, and strangers so they understand why their lives are getting very bad, why crime is increasing, why they're going bankrupt? What is the worst thing they're doing? What is the number one thing they're doing that we need to stop? Devaluing the currencies? Defunding the police? Dissolving the borders? Coming after our guns? Launching war with Russia? Preparing to release new bioweapons? But, you know, they're not really preparing to release new bioweapons. They are releasing new bioweapons or targeting a new group of people with their bio-nanotech weapon, and that is babies 6 months old and up.
Texas Children's Hospital started administering some shots yesterday. These vaccines are for those kids ages 6 months through 4 years. And because this group just received clearance from the Food and Drug Administration, Dell Medical School is trying to calm worried parents.
The corrupt FDA had 3 different rounds of resignations, firings, off their board the last year and a half because the board would not even authorizing these experimental injections for anybody. So they had one board resign, or large portions of it. Then they got new people on and said, now we're going to go down to age 16. And a bunch of them said no. Now we're going to add boosters and shots every few months. No. And they've got a board now that unanimously voted to lie to the public and say that this works great, that it's a vaccine, and that it totally protects you. When it isn't a vaccine, it doesn't protect you, destroys your immune system, causes all sorts of serious problems. Absolute organized evil, depopulation against the people of this planet.
Hello.
don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
It's Sunday, June 26th. We're live. This is the InfoWar. Strap yourselves in. This is a big broadcast.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
The Second Amendment in the U.S. Constitution's Bill of Rights is arguably the most revolutionary act of government in all of recorded history. And some Americans seem to think it's a law that allows a citizen to own a firearm for self-protection. That is false. This was true before the American Revolution. All throughout history, there were laws created by the ruling power that allowed certain citizens to carry certain weapons for self-protection. But that's not what the Second Amendment is at all. The Second Amendment officially recognizes the God-given birthright that every American innately possesses: freedom. Every single American, down to the lowest commoner, has the right to arm themselves and constitute themselves in a militia. The Second Amendment does not grant us the right. It stands to protect our natural rights from government. It is the bane of every tyrant and control freak, because before the Second Amendment, only the ruling class had standing armies. The Second Amendment is the only remedy man has ever wielded against a corrupt government, and it can't be taken away or infringed upon unless we fail future generations and allow it, which is already happening. Several states have unlawfully stripped Americans of their birthright and imposed infringements upon gun ownership, which has only increased the amount of gun violence in those areas, because criminals don't obey laws. And even though the Supreme Court recently honored the Second Amendment, our corrupt Congress is working together to infringe upon all Americans. No matter what happened in Uvalde, Texas, we know that the police stood down and allowed it to happen. And after Hollywood dispatched their latest celebrity prostitute with political aspirations to dance on the graves of children, we know why they stood down. Unless you're a brainwashed zombie, it's crystal clear why the government is desperately trying to challenge the Second Amendment. The U.S. government is not only guilty of committing crimes against the American people, they're guilty of committing crimes against humanity and international war crimes. It is, in fact, the American citizen's duty to remedy the situation and restore the republic. Violence may often be a solution in human affairs, but it is never a good solution, and it requires very little courage to kill, if any at all. And that brings us to the First Amendment. The First Amendment is not nearly as revolutionary as the Second, but it requires more courage to wield. To peacefully stand against evil with your individual voice alone requires great courage. And if enough people were able to muster that courage, then the light of truth would overcome the darkness, and the American people would become a righteous people. This is why the tyrants in Washington, D.C. want to convict Julian Assange under the Espionage Act. They see it as a viable way to circumvent the First Amendment. If they can convict Assange, they can convict Tucker Carlson and Alex Jones and anyone who exposes their corruption. And then what? Immediately following the Supreme Court's decision to recognize the Second Amendment, They overturned Roe v. Wade, another constitutional victory. The tyrants and their pro-abortionists see children as a commodity, a slave, or a piece of property to dispose of as its owner sees fit. But our American birthright applies to every living American. As revolutionary as it may be, the Bill of Rights is nothing more than a lawful remedy that we inherited. It merely recognizes our natural freedom. To actually secure this freedom requires the courage and the will of the people. Our government's job is not to change our Constitution. Their job is to secure it and abide by it, which is what only one Supreme Court judge seems interested in doing. In the recent Supreme Court arguments, the majority of judges expressed their concern that their decision would be used to overturn other recent decisions, specifically constitutional laws pertaining to contraception, sodomy, and gay marriage. And Judge Thomas alone made it clear that these decisions should be overturned. And he's right, because all of these perverse concessions are nothing more than attacks on our Constitution. And if Americans were a serious and righteous people, we would preserve our American birthright for generations to come. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the headline, if you're a TV viewer that you can see on screen, says it all, ladies and gentlemen. Nightmare bombshell. Children paraded with naked men to the streets of Seattle and other cities across these captured United States and the Blue City Satanic Command bases. The pedophiles are out of the closet. And I'll just be completely honest with the audience. Sometimes these are my better broadcasts where I get so upset and so depressed that I'm actually calm. I was already very tired today because at about 3:15 a.m., my wife woke me up and said, there is a man trying to pick the lock to the house at the front door. And by the time I got up and went there, he'd run off in the vehicle and driving off into the night. And he was wearing a utility belt and a bunch of other stuff. And obviously, in my instinctive understanding of this, the evidence points towards it being an Antifa type individual. We know they've done this to a lot of the prominent nationalist Christians, populist conservatives. So I've been up since 3:15 a.m. I couldn't go back to sleep today. And I was already tired coming here tonight, but I wanted to do the show. And then I began to review for the broadcast in the last few hours the pro-abortion, pro-death rallies across the country. And one of the producers came over and he said, have you seen all this news? And I've seen similar things, but it's intensifying now. And they're even showing it on the news like it's a good thing. And it was images not just of the left breaching the Capitol in Phoenix of Arizona, not just people simulating the abortion of their babies, saying we kill our children, we love it, but it was naked men at a parade with children being sexually paraded through with children being brought to the events. And all of this is just an exercise of dominance and control over the minds and the innocence and the future of our children. This is all a giant evil exercise of power and the destruction of children's futures. And it's all part of the sex trafficking Jeffrey Epstein cult that is the Rothschild Rockefeller New World Order. And so I have a quandary here, right? a paradox, that we have a lot of TV stations that pick up this syndicated radio/TV program, a lot of cable stations. And I understand why in the past, when we've shown you footage of drag queen pedophile time and shown you footage of 7, 8, 9, 10-year-olds at, quote, gay bars, scantily clad, sticking money in the G-strings of men and women and dancing half naked, that the stations go, hey, you can't show this on broadcast television. We're going to kick you off the station if you show it again. And believe me, I want to throw up. I'm really upset right now. I'm having trouble doing this broadcast, and I'm not showing you the worst stuff out of respect for our stations and our viewers. But here's the paradox. Children are being put in this. They're being shown this. It's being pushed on them. So how in the hell am I supposed to expose this? But it's okay for children to see, but we can't put it on TV, which I totally agree. This should not be on TV. I showed you one of the mild things of men with their genitals hanging out, parading around with children. That's nothing. They're eating poop.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
To this, for TV stations, cable stations, out there to carry the show, that will undoubtedly complain about this and undoubtedly have a right to, and quite frankly, they should complain about it. But they shouldn't complain about the fact that I'm about to show you the milder pedophilic indoctrination and baptism of children and not the really hardcore stuff. I'm going to do it next segment. I'm going to give people plenty of time to have their children tune out and not watch this and not see this. But people cutting themselves, people ramming spikes through their hands and legs, people eating feces, people urinating in each other's mouths, people parading in front of children, twerking in front of children naked. And by the way, you're not supposed to want to see this. You have a spiritual instinct to be against this. I am physically sick right now with the latest footage that I watched before the broadcast and with all the footage it made me remember. So the footage we're showing you now is mild compared to what we have. Naked men of your radio listener riding bikes and walking around and women in front of children as young as, well, newborns. With the same weird, fat, obese brood mothers out there indoctrinating them into this open-air mental institution at the Seattle Trans Parade. And it goes on and on and on with children and young people marching with them, captured slaves, and the Boy Scouts of America marching with their rainbow flags as captured slaves of this sex cult, of this pedophile cult. Again, I'm going to get to the hardcore stuff next segment. And young children, you've seen them twerking in little boys in miniskirts at these parades. The footage we've got, a lot of it we can't show you from this event and from others because I'm not going to look at it. I'll look at it once to know what happened, but I'm not going to subject you to this. Them cutting themselves, them urinating on each other, them eating feces off the ground. But as bad as that is, remember, these are the folks that keep babies alive after they're born and sell their body parts. And just get it off screen, okay? We're going to show some of this coming up. You know, maybe we shouldn't show it, actually. I don't think I can look at it again. But I'm going to explain this. I remember being 10 years old, and I remember driving in the car with my mother, and she was listening to NPR, and they were playing tapes of Nixon talking about effing this and effing that. And I said to my mom, I said, how can they play someone saying the F word on the radio? You're not allowed to say it. She said, well, son, she worked for newspapers, for documentary purposes, when it's not done for a lewd reason, but done for a documentary reason to show what happened so that it's not edited, so that people can see what happened in context, you're allowed to do that. That's why you'll tune into PBS sometimes over the years. And if they're wanting to demonize a right-wing group or something, they will show really horrible stuff. That's how they show on CBS and ABC and NBC in the 1960s. Remember Walter Cronkite, famously the little 6-year-old girl, totally naked, shows her genitals, her skin's burnt off on her arms and legs, hanging off, and she's running and crying. She's been hit with napalm. Now, you couldn't show, and you wouldn't want to show, a 6-year-old naked girl in an entertainment show, because that would be lewd and disgusting and dehumanizing and wrong. But if you're trying to save a little girl from having napalm dropped on her, and to show the horrors of war, you can show the naked little girl with the black burned skin hanging off her body. And that, of course, is famous footage. Do I need to show that to you? I don't want to look at that either, but I've seen it probably 100 times. But when the left wants to get a point across, they can show you the horrors. But when they're parading children around and doing all this, we're not supposed to show you. They can do it. CNN can say the F word. They can say the SH-T word. And I don't even want to say those words. But the point is, we will be fined. We will be shut down by the FCC. We're not just on the Internet. We're not as free as the left do what they want. And that's really what all this is we're not supposed to, and I understand why. People don't want to see this stuff. We're not supposed to, yeah, there's a black and white photo, but there's famous color footage of it. We're not supposed to show you what they're doing, but they can parade little children around while this is going on. And it's disturbing. And I actually agree with the TV stations and the cable stations that have called us in the past and said, listen, we like your show, we agree with you, but our viewers just can't handle it. Even if you're right, we get it. Don't show it. Don't show it. Okay. How do I stop them if I don't show it? Because believe me, I don't want to look at it, and I don't want to cover it, but here's the problem. If we don't show this, they're going to capture our children and get away with it in the dark of night. You think a jury or grand jury wants to see footage that some serial killer shot of a kid they kidnapped and tortured and murdered? You think the cops want to see that? You think I want to see that? I can barely do this broadcast right now because I am so upset by what I've seen, and it's so horrible in front of children. People pissing on each other, people eating crap, people cutting themselves in front of children. As if fat, disgusting, pervert men pushing pedophilia isn't bad enough. That's the light end of what I've got. So I don't know what to do at this point. I actually don't know what to do. You know, people tune into a talk show host, here, confidence, they know what to do. And I usually know what to do about 99% of the time. But I'll be honest with you. I paradoxically agree with our affiliates not to show this, but at the same time, I have a responsibility to show it to you. Because I don't want to just sit here and tell you what I've seen. I want to show you what I've seen. Just like if I say Joe Biden's at the G7 right now, and he just said there's going to be imminent bioweapon releases and new lockdowns. When I say something, I'll show you the clip. We'll show it next segment. Or when I tell you Donald Trump promised to overturn Roe v. Wade 6 years ago during the campaign trail, here's the video. I mean, I neurotically show you, but our enemies are so bad, and what they're doing is so terrible that they can do it in the blue cities they control. But we can't show you, and they know that, and that's why they're winning. I mean, I was talking to a Christian lady today at church, who sends her daughter to what was a conservative Christian large private school in Austin. They got taken over by leftists. And her 6-year-old came home, and her daughter's friends with my daughter, and said, two daddies, two mommies.
Dinesh D'Souza's new film, 2,000 Mules, is the most important documentary in modern times because it proves how the deep state stole the 2020 election and how they're planning to steal future elections and complete our journey to basically being like Venezuela. Now, it's great that it's online. It's great that millions watch it online. But you need to have the high-quality HD DVD in your library with the expanded extras so it can't be censored in the future and so you can show it to everyone you know. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 2,000 Mules today and get it discounted up to 30% off when you get it with other documentary films like In Game, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the seminal classic that predicted the Great Reset, and, of course, Part 1, Part 2, and now the new Part 3 of COVID Land. Get them separate or get them together, massively discounted, at InfoWarsStore.com. But everyone needs to have 2,000 Mules in their library so the globalists can't censor it. InfoWarsStore.com to get 2,000 Mules today.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Accept the fact that this city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean,
biblical?
What he means is Old Testament,
yes, Mayor.
Real wrath of God type stuff.
Dead.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All you have to do is check out what I'm saying, and that's why they run the fake headline against myself and Tucker Carlson everywhere, every day. Jones admits he's an actor. Or Tucker Carlson says nobody would take me seriously. Where did we say that? We never said that. They just say we said that. But where's the clip? Where's the article? Where do we say that? Doesn't exist.
Alex Jones is playing a character and is a performance artist.
Jones is playing a character on his radio show.
The radio rants of Alex Jones
are just an act.
He's actually a performance artist.
He's a performance artist.
Alex Jones is a fake.
They're lying to you because they think you're stupid. And it's all based on a cussy battle with my ex-wife 5 years ago. And she was trying to put into evidence me dressed up more than a decade before like the Joker, being sarcastic, saying, take your Prozac, kids. Take your illegal drugs, too. You'll die. It's fun. So people wouldn't take drugs. And they wanted to enter that in evidence. They look, he's insane telling kids to use drugs. And my lawyer went, when Jack Nicholson plays the part of the Joker, no one thinks that's really Jack Nicholson. So, yeah, when I've been Cobra Commander.
Hail Cobra!
Or Optimus Prime.
Autobots, let's roll.
Or the Joker, because I can do imitations of them all really good. Or Darth Vader.
Don't act so surprised, globalist. You didn't think you could silence the American people, did you?
Do I really think I'm Darth Vader? No. Do I think I'm Optimus Prime, Cobra Commander, the Joker? No. And clearly, no reasonable person would think when I'm doing satire that what I'm saying is what I really think. No one believes the Babylon Bee. It's not trying to lie to you. It's being sarcastic.
Buy the Vaccinate Me Elmo doll today. It's required by the CDC.
But they play those games. And that's why I don't joke around as much as I used to. Even though I tell people, okay, this is a joke, this isn't serious, they clip it out and they say, no, this is what he really believes.
Every day when I leave work, I do this.
That man's a threat to this country. And they go, look, he admitted in court he's an actor. Well, yeah, I was an actor in Scanner Darkly. I was an actor in Waking Life. I was an actor when I was Cobra Commander. But it doesn't mean that Alex Jones, the talk show host, up here reading news articles to you, isn't a real thing and isn't something I'm actually saying. And you know that. You're insulted right now. I'm even explaining that to you. And so am I. But that's who these people are.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
Am I really Darth Vader?
I think Alex Jones seems really talented. He's smart. He's funny as hell. He's truly funny.
I'm kind of retarded.
Now that I've done those imitations, those little jokes, do you now not listen to what I say about other things when I show you a powerful news article by Dr. Joseph Mercola on Infowars.com that has all the cited information, the latest tragedy, sudden adult death syndrome? No, that's a real thing. That's something happening in the real world. And that's what we're breaking down here today. I am Alex Jones, and I am the guy on the show every day. I am an American, and that's what I promote is freedom and justice and liberty, and they can't stand it. All right, folks, I'm just going to be completely honest with the audience. I'm having trouble doing the show right now because it's just all sometimes hits me. And it's hard to maintain focus here with all the stuff that's going on and happening. And that's part of the enemy plan. But I'll just say this. It's normal to not be able to deal with all this. Everything that's being done is so incredibly evil, is so absolutely out of control, that a normal person is meant to just recoil from it. But that's what they want to do. Is exercise all this corruption and just throw it in our face till we don't even know what to do and we just give up. We can't let that happen. But sometimes we're going to falter. Sometimes it's going to really, really get to us. But the most important thing to do, like a surgeon, is to remove your emotion from it and just coldly stand against it and resist it, knowing that you're doing it for the innocence of the children and the future of the species. Now, when I say that bit of advice, I'm telling myself that. I'm not lecturing you. I'm telling myself, hey, control yourself. Don't get upset. Just coldly analyze what's happening. I tend to have trouble doing that, so I tend to really get upset by this, or I tend to get really sarcastic and angry and make sick jokes about it. But I'm not having fun while I'm doing that, so... I mean, I'll just tell you what's happened here, folks. I've got a human-animal cloning stack here that was going to cover Thursday and Friday and Saturday out of the show. It's so horrible that I just feel overwhelmed by it. And I know you do, too. And then I've got Biden saying a second pandemic is imminent. Get ready to lose all your rights again. And it's on record. They launched the attack. They launched the previous attack. They've now legalized through their emergency authorization shooting 6-month-olds and up with these deadly shots. We have the British Medical Journal coming out, their editor, and doing a whole big article on an index of mainline studies, all confirming that these shots are not vaccines. They destroy your immune system, and they give you heart attacks and blood clots and so much more. I mean, that alone is just like, whoa, they're really doing this. And even though I knew it was their plan, I knew they'd test this out around the world in beta tests, it is just so insane. And it's so sad. And you see the blue cities collapsing. You see everywhere the left controls things falling apart by design. And you just say to yourself, why is it so horrible? And it's because by increment, we were tolerant of evil, myself included, and now it is absolutely run rampant over everyone, and it's just getting started. I mean, here's another example. And I'm not mad at Owen. I'm not mad at the crew. I'm not mad at myself. But I had to do a special show yesterday that was not on TV or radio stations, that was just to InfoWars viewers, and about 500,000 people tuned into the streams. We have the numbers, and a little over 500,000 have watched the video. So that's great. We came into the two-hour emergency show yesterday with Savannah Hernandez and Drew Hernandez, no relation, two great investigative journalists, in D.C., outside the Supreme Court, and the left came over, even though they didn't know they were with InfoWars, and screamed and yelled and attacked them because they weren't with MSNBC or NPR or the Huffington Post, and cussed and screamed so much that you can't have your reporters on from these crowds because they're so vile. Just like you can't show them parading scantily clad children with naked men pissing on each other because you can't put that on TV, and I agree. But they do it in the middle of the damn street. And so it's that paradox that Owen is downtown at the Beto O'Rourke rally that starts in 20 minutes. And he's going to be on with us. And I was just sitting back thinking, hey, did we think for the 10,000th time Owen can't be at one of those rallies? They're all going to attack him and all it's going to be is solid F-bombs. Did anybody think of that? I'm not mad at the crew. I'm not mad at myself. Owen was right here an hour before the show. He said, all right, boss. I'm going to go down there. I'll see you at 5. I'll be down there at 4:30. Live feeds. We'll have more feeds. And I'm just sitting there, okay, we'll see you on the show. And I'm sitting here in the break. It's the same thing. I can't show you all the pedophile stuff in Seattle because it's quite frankly illegal. But they can do it in front of the kids. And then I can't even have a damn reporter out there because these people are such animals. You know, let's got to think.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's an old Bedouin saying that's thousands of years old, and it goes like this. Trust in God, but tie up your camel. Hunter S. Thompson put it this way. Pray to God, but row away from the rocks. If your boat is going towards the rocks, pray to God that you don't get smashed on them and killed, but also try to row away. You can't just sit there like a jellyfish. And it's the same thing with our immune system. God helps those who help themselves. We have a lot of amazing products on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com, like the Ultimate Immune Support Pack, our 4 best-selling products, together at 60% off. We have the Trifecta Special, 3 of the best-selling items for 50% off, and X2 sold out, so important for your immune system, back in stock for 40% off for a limited time because you have limited supplies. In fact, one of these items, we only have 2,000 bottles of, so the ultimate sale will probably be over in just a few days. Take advantage of this and boost your immune system now and protect yourself and your family at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the front lines of the war against these Satanists, the Alex Jones Show. Evil is coming out of the closet at every level. Human animal cloning, open borders, devalued currency, massive sex trafficking, pedophilia, world government, world IDs, new virus releases, just absolute insane tyranny. And the paradox of the left being so nasty and so hateful and parading quasi-naked children with naked men and women down the main thoroughfares, down the main streets of cities across the country. And we have our morals. We don't want to see this. We don't want to show people this. And that's how they're winning, because no one's going to go stop them. And they've got access to our children, but we then can't even show the world what they're doing. And then it hit me during the last break. That's why I got so mad. We're about to go to Owen Schroyer at a Beto O'Rourke rally, and I guarantee you those demonic freaks are going to be cussing and screaming and running around naked and everything else. We can't even show that. So it's a paradox, and it just... paradoxes give me a headache. I mean, it really gets, and listen, I'm a strong guy. I think you're strong. A lot of you out there listening are strong people. That's why you tune in, you care. You think I want to look at this footage? We got stuff so horrible that as a grown man, it hurts me to look at it. You know, here's an analogy. I've had friends and I've had family that wanted to help people who became paramedics. And people talk about police officers. On average, that's a very hard, tough, rough, stressful job. You put your life in your hands. Last night, 3:15, my wife wakes me up. There's a man trying to break in the front door. He runs off, gets in his car, drives off. Cops were there in 4 minutes. APD and Sheriff's Department. And I said, do you think it's a burglar? And he said, no, I think it's somebody that doesn't like you. And I think you know that from your description, my wife's description. Somebody all in black with a tactical belt and a bunch of, she described it as different packages, different little containers all over a lower pack around his back. And he's all in black. And that's just who these people are, folks. They are a creeping army of evil that wants our children, that wants to assault us in our houses, and they're all over the place stalking and sneaking and doing all this. But going back to the police, if you think police have a tough job, paramedics have an even worse job, and so do firefighters because they assist that. And the cops have to see it too. I've only seen a few fatal car wrecks where I pulled over to render aid. And, man, you walk up and somebody's got blood spraying out of the side of their carotid artery and they're flopping around or their arms cut off. And one wreck I saw when I was about 15 was with a friend that was driving a few years older. He pulled over to render aid because his Corvette was racing this other car. They shot past us 150 miles an hour. Had a blowout. Corvette spun like a top down the street, turned up forward, spun, and twisted into pieces. There were three people in the Corvette, even though it was a two-seater, two men and a woman. And I saw their bodies in the air flying around, and we pulled over to help them. Just in the 2 minutes by the time we pulled over, got to help them, and one had blood spraying out their neck and the cut-off arm and all of it. This man gets up with blood pouring all out of him, young man. And he already had fire ants all over him in the summer, just stinging him. And the reason I tell this story, I've told it before, is I'll just never forget that. And watching two of them die before the paramedics got there and trying to help them and trying to put our hands on their necks and trying to rip their pants off to do a tourniquet and the best we knew. Because I've been on a swim team, and when I was a couple years, they had the fire department come out and do the basic tourniquet, basic combat maneuver, basic resuscitation, mouth-to-mouth training. So I know a little bit of that. And I'm a tough guy. Only a few car wrecks I saw, I still have nightmares about that. I still have nightmares about that. And our enemies are using that against us. You know, I have a lot of friends who've gone to be paramedics. One of them works here. She finally got her degree. She's been a great lady, Catherine. And she just finally got her certificate and waited about 6 months and got her first job. And she's this little, sweet, innocent woman who cares about people. And she's about to be going to houses with OD'd people and babies that died in the bathtub and burned down houses and car wrecks and shooting victims. And I just thought how admirable that is. To be able to go see that stuff every single day and not go crazy. Because I'll be honest with you. I don't know how long I can do this show. Not because of the New World Order's threats. Not because of their attacks. Not because of their persecution of me personally. That makes me fight harder. But man, I just don't like looking at them parading half-naked kids with naked men while they piss on each other in Seattle or San Francisco. I mean, the stuff we're showing you is the stuff we can show you. We have stuff so horrible that I am torn on whether or not we should show it. And, you know, I have a feeling of guilt. Even though I'm not part of this and I'm not doing this, I feel absolutely horrible knowing this. And I get why most people don't want to be a police officer or a soldier or a paramedic. And believe me, people in the military will tell you, it's those trauma doctors and nurses got the worst job. Men and women coming in with their arms and legs blown off, begging for mama every day. But I'll say that's what my job's like. And I get why people don't want to admit the New World Order and don't want to admit the human trafficking, because we went down last year quite a few times to the Texas border, and I haven't gone back. We went down there myself 3 or 4 times, the crew about 10 times. And when the crew comes back, they don't want to go back. Because to see America broken, to see the border totally wide open, and to go to facilities run by the U.S. government where there are literally pedophiles coming out and saying, I want children. Why are you here trying to stop me? And like, I want that 8-year-old girl. And they sign it over and hand them over. Or people just taking babies with no ID and just putting them on a plane with random people. And you see this, and then you know they're getting away with it, and it's so incredibly upsetting. And so we've got to figure this out. The enemy knows they're doing this on purpose, and they know this is designed to break our will, and it's not going to break our will. But I'm not going to sit up here and put on an act on this broadcast tonight and act like that this isn't tearing my guts out. That's why most people that are paramedics do it 5-6 years, and no matter how good their intentions, man, you just can't do it anymore. I was talking to one of the folks that worked here who'd been a paramedic, then he became a police officer, and then he went into radio sales because he just couldn't handle it anymore. He was a paramedic for about 10 years, police officer for 6. And he said when he finally quit being a paramedic was they go in this house in South Austin, and there's a 2-year-old, non-responsive, blue in the face, that got into the parents' methamphetamine because they saw daddy smoking it. And he had to quit the job because he basically almost killed the father and the mother. Because while he's trying to save the 2-year-old, these people start shooting their mouths off, and the police had to restrain him. But before they could restrain him, he'd already bashed in one of their heads. And it just comes down to that point. And, you know, I'm ashamed of humanity that we have this many evil people. And I want to say this, the left know they're evil, they love it, they think it's fun. And I just can't even imagine loving evil and loving hurting people and loving hurting children. And all I know is this, God's real and you're going to pay for what you've done. We are eternal spirits. And I think hell was the main thing. No, you deserve eternal pain for what you've done. And you will.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.